Okay, just to round off this module, I just want to show you some of the possibilities around your development setup and your release process. We will have a full module on publishing to the Chrome Store coming up later on, but just to show you some simple development setups through to medium and advanced setups. So all the stuff we've done so far is what I would class as simple development. We're not using any frameworks, we're using vanilla JavaScript, and it's been very straightforward. So I want to show you how to package up a simple extension for the Chrome Web Store. And then I'll go on to show you what I was doing in my extensions in KDP Wizard to obfuscate the code and to also zip it automatically and exclude files and folders that I didn't want to go up to the Chrome Web Store. So let's start with the simple development setup, which shouldn't take long. So this is our Twitter TimeCop extension here. It's got the manifest file, a service worker, content script and styles, images, pop-up. And all we need to do to get this into a format that the Chrome Web Store will accept is to just simply zip up the entire contents. So if I bring the folder up to here, I'm simply going to right click, and in Windows you can just do a send to compressed zipped folder. Give that a decent name, even though it doesn't really need one. And then you could go ahead and upload that to the Chrome Web Store. Now, obviously, the code is going to be exactly as it is in here. It's not going to be obfuscated. So anybody could come along and have a look at it and copy out all the hard work we've done and create their own version of the app. So we'll come on to what you're allowed to do and what Google's guidelines suggest when packaging together a Chrome extension and balancing that fine line between Google not being able to decipher the code and check that it's not doing anything malicious, and on the other side, being able to protect your IP and protect your code so nobody can rip it off. So that's the simple development and release setup with Twitter TimeCop zip there. We just chuck that up to the Chrome Web Store and away we go. In the next lesson, I'll show you a slightly more automated way of doing these releases. So let's get into that now. I'll see you in the next lesson.